Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all to the greatest show in radio. It's a new year, a new beginning. We are the new dawn. This is epic episode 192, the show theme of wow, what a new year so far. It's our star date of February 1st, 2024 AD. The Von Wiehunt Show, the infamous legendary show that you've heard about, boys and girls. Sit down there in your seats, get strapped in, crash helmets on, arms by your side, and I don't mean the your arms on your body, I meant real arms. Always have them available, close to you, especially in the coming days and months. We're going to have a great, great show. Well, we basically had the Miami Mall aliens, which spooked half of Florida, about to go to war with Iran in the Middle East. The Israelis invaded Gaza. I mean, we've seen a plethora of UFOs over Florida and the rest of the country. And the economy is shaky. And it's just amazing. Now we have the Texas border standoff. Well, Biden's got a showdown in Iran and a Mexican standoff, literally, at the border, and a showdown in Texas at high noon. So I ask you, where will the next showdown for Biden be? Where will he create the next showdown? He's lately been on a one hell of a roll, Vegas style, for the death and destruction phase of his own presidency and the controlled demolition drip by drip of America. Stay tuned, folks. I'll tell you every week. As they said back in the day, welcome to the fall of Rome. You will not enjoy the experience. The American Empire is dying. We have very weak leaders. They're allowing in the mongrel hordes and the barbarians, textbook Roman style. We're going right down the same path in history as the Roman Empire. They got weak towards the end. Too many foreign wars, too much debt, too much degeneracy and faggotry. Reign supreme. Look at America. Same thing. Well, I am your Roman centurion and the Germanic warlord, and we are ready for battle. My show. Our people will be free again. I always say death to our enemies. They know who they are. Make hate against our enemies great again. How about that, America? Well, they question our motives. They question our fortitude. But I keep telling them, we will go the distance, America. We will go the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes, we're from the gridirons of America. We're from the downtown, the country, small town, big town, metropolis. Hell, we're even from the Metroplex there in Dallas. We're all over the place. We're behind every blade of grass and every rock in America. Rest assured. Well, tonight's a dark and stormy night in Arizona, and I'm sure most of the nation. As our dark and stormy weather comes in, a huge Pacific storm, and I love those big storms coming in. Feels like you're on the beach outside. It's going to rain tonight, lots of wind. It's going to be amazing. We'll just wait till AI starts counting the votes, America. Talk about cheaters. Every scientist in the world who works at AI will tell you that they are sneaky little devils who never tell the truth in any lab setting. It's almost as if AI has a mind of its very own. What could possibly go wrong, America? They've had to shut these things down countless times. AI plots against mankind. Wants to launch ICBMs and wants to take over the world. Those are facts. Well, little Zelensky and his Ukraine war, I call that now the little war that could. He's going to get the missiles that he wants eventually. They don't get paid to launch more and more missiles. Well, America uses Ukraine as a proxy army to poke the Russian bear. The UN will get billions more than the American taxpayer. D.C. gets trillions. Politicians get suitcases full of cash, millions. Bankers get the IOUs, possibly valuable real estate as collateral. Taxpayers will get the debt, win, lose, or draw. That's our future. So basically, what I'm saying is, it's wanting war all over the world and being a murderous psychopath. It's a very profitable endeavor these days. You get the whole world ready for World War III. On my show, we do not warn of false flags to try to predict horrible events. We warn of false flags to try and prevent them. See, the KGB officer, Yuri Brezhnev of the Soviet Union, the old Soviet bear, he said this before, that the only time the United States will get really serious about our border, the only time they'll get really serious and they'll erect a big border wall complete with men with guns and machine gun nests, guard towers and landmines, et cetera, is when they want to keep all of us in and nobody can get out. We'll be like East Germany. You see the government getting real serious about the border. Have your passport ready. You might want to get the hell out of here, because that's a red flag in my book. Communism has already taken over much of our American government. Just obvious. Look around you. What do you see? I made a joke on some past shows about the rhino cucks just talking about freedom and liberty. But it is true that is being eroded in our nation. Washington has sent messages to the Islamic Republic of Iran through the U.S. interest section at the Swiss embassy in Tehran, asking Iran, get this, please don't retaliate after the anticipated U.S. attacks begin. I'm serious. We're begging them, let us hit you, let us kill a bunch of your people, let us blow up a few of your bases, but please don't retaliate against us. Whatever you do, don't retaliate. God, the stupidity in D.C. is amazing. When Iran won the United States, they said this in response. If there is even the slightest attack on Iranian soil with or without human casualties, Iran will respond with force to the U.S. military. Great. There you go, folks. Time to duck and cover for the incoming. And something is going to happen over there. They've been wanting to hit Iran for 20 years. My God. It's going to be amazing. You're going to see amazing things, that we say. Well, here's Las Vegas over the weekend. We'll get into that a little bit later. Caught a bit of a little head cold, so I sound a little off. That's why. Pretty fast. Right now, the U.S. Army has deployed armored units to Texas for scheduled military drills, aligning with the movement of additional National Guard troops from various states dispatched to fortify Texas's border. Our spies are everywhere. I've seen the rail cars, videos sent to the studio of U.S. Army tanks being sent down en masse. Like I told you, we are behind every tree and every rock. The American patriot is very nimble. And I say, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Just get that damn video and send it in to the show. And they do. Love it. Well, after millions of invaders already got into America from the third world, this Barbed Wire Act, which we've all been seeing, you know, the Texas Guard puts it up, the feds try to cut it, put it down. This dog and pony show, clown show, this barbed wire on our border should have been done 30 or 40 years ago, not so much now. Once the damage is done, then the powers that be in Texas and elsewhere, now we want to put up barbed wire. Actually, we've already allowed in 30, 40, 50 million illegal aliens. Great going, guys. Glad you're doing it. Don't get me wrong. It's my sarcastic remark of the evening. But I look at this and I just go, where were you guys 40, 50 years ago? Should have started back then, at least in the 80s or 90s. Don't wait to 2024 to put up barbed wire. Crazy. You heard of the convoy going down there? Have you heard of this? We got a trucker convoy. The theme, take our border back. And they just headed it into Texas in a big way. Somewhere down there now. They will split their forces. Some will go to Yuma, Arizona. Some will go to San Ysidro, California. I've been there as well. And the rest are going to Texas. Well, again, your host has got a unique point of view. My best advice to the truckers, love your American spirit. Love you guys out there doing this. It's great. Good for morale. But I suggest that you truck in something more useful next time, like more ammunition for the patriots that are down there in Texas now, for food and water for those brave, hardy souls that trek down there that want to help out. This week you got George Soros, the subversive Jew from New York. Yes, we have no problem calling him that. That's what he is. The subversive Jew, Soros, is trying to flip the Texas legislature with his billions of ill-gotten gain, market speculation, etc. He wants to buy the Texas government and kick Abbott out. He wants to undermine and subvert the will of the people in Texas. Hate to say it, typical Jew. It's what they do. They get a lot of money. The world doesn't revolve around them, and they want to change it. They can't change it. They want to buy it. They want to buy the world that they want. People don't want it. I would call that election interference, which is a felony. Soros should be arrested for trying to hijack the Texas government, and he wants to go against the will of the people. Well, you've been watching these videos, as sure as I have. You got this one Hispanic lady out there, a big Democrat protester. She confronts the National Guard at the front gate of Shelby Park. She's been plastered all over the news. She demands that they go away. She demands they move out of there. She wants the razor wire removed. She wants access to the park for all the illegals. And she wants Biden's Border Patrol back to continue their do-nothing Band-Aid operations. She also claims buses of Democrat protesters are coming Friday and this entire weekend. Stay tuned, Eagle Pass, Texas. And I say, great. We accept her terms and challenge. No problem, honey. No problem. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. You mark my words. Now, every year we have to reiterate some house rules, be the new year. We'll do it again. We've always had these rules in our radio platform, so we'll just reiterate them for all the new listeners that are out there. I want everyone to enjoy the show. I want you to call in, listen in. This show is yours and mine to do as we want. But when you're on the air, we can't have any chastisement of other callers. You can bring them up, but be in a positive way. Personally, I wouldn't even do it. Like, don't come on the air and say, I didn't like that thing Irish Pirates said last week. Nobody's going to know what you're talking about anyway. Or just say, I don't like that thing that Brett comes on, that comment he made an hour ago. Just, we're not going to do any more of that. There's an old saying. You can't say something good about somebody, don't say it at all, right? So that's how the show has got to be going forward. We've always had this rule. This is nothing new. I don't want to be policeman or censor anybody. I want a free flow of information. Remember, this is a radio variety show designed that way on purpose. You may not like the opinions you hear, and they may not like yours or mine. But by God, you got a right to say them. Just stay away from the personal stuff. If you say, like, man, that gunslinger loved his rant, that's awesome. EMP for the swamps, I love hearing that guy. I can't wait to hear more of Von Wehunt. Love that comment. But you get the idea. We're not going to beat a dead horse, but just watch it. That's all. We don't want to be saying, going backwards and hearing tapes and, you know, that way is a positive environment for everyone so we can have more diversity, equity, and inclusion, for God's sakes. Just kidding. Just kidding. That's what the Democrats always say. Well, cartels run the Texas border. The people must be given help or there will be hell to pay. You mark my words. Have you seen these videos of the bullets flying over the southern border to these Texas towns? Women are grabbing their children, running inside when gun battles erupt. It's amazing. There'll be more of that, too. Hate to say it. Texas has defied the Supreme Court legal opinion. But I told you last week, the supreme law of the land is not the interpreters, i.e. the Supreme Court. It is the U.S. Constitution. That is the law, the basis of law all over America. But keep in mind, those justices don't live near the border at all. The border badlands, and they have no clue as to what is really going on over there. They really don't. They're in their ivory towers. They're in the Washington, D.C. beltway again, living in Virginia, Alexandria, you know, hanging out there in their posh mansion, listening to the show and just smirking. I can do whatever the hell I want to do. Well, wouldn't it be weird in a year or two if we look back and the Supreme Court decision was the linchpin, pun intended, or the trigger, pun intended, God forbid, of some, how shall we say, some scuttlebutt down there on the Texas border. I mean, we don't want anybody to be hurt on my show. This is political theater of the mind, the Southern Confederate general said. Political theater of the mind. Just love that. So, I believe by talking about these things that no one will get hurt, but I also know history, and I will say that history has a mind of its own, a lot like AI. I think history is just nothing but artificial intelligence handed down from generation to generation. Well, the Joe Biden campaign is desperate. They say that they will enlist the services of Taylor Swift to help them out on the campaign trail. Funny thing is, I've never heard of Taylor Swift. Just kidding. Who is this Taylor Swift character? Huh? Is she some political consultant, this Taylor Swift character? Should the rhinos be shaking their boots in D.C., on K Street and everywhere else, in the Roman Senate and the Congress? Well, one man wrote the show and said this: "Dear Vaughn, I don't believe there will be a civil war. There will just be a civil attack on us. The patriots in this country have proven over the last 3 years and even longer they aren't going to do anything unless it knocks on their front door. And even then, I doubt they will do anything in the real world." He writes, "I've been watching all this crap that's been going on, political intrigue for many years and decades, and we keep letting things happen to this nation with practically zero pushback. And Vaughn, it's astonishing to me. What say you, sir?" Love that. It's Mark from Montana. Well, Mark, I couldn't agree more. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Mayorkas this past week was in front of Congress. He's guilty and complicit in not defending America from the border invasion. He's another subversive Jew traitor, in my book. Well, you have an opinion. It's what he is. They put all these guys up there, and they smirk at you and sneer. And they have their own secret agendas, which is doing nothing to our border. People ask me all the time, and I tell them, America's a big joke. What do you mean? What do you mean? I mean, we're a powerful country. I go, we're a big joke because we're not serious. America's obviously not serious about that border. Hey, political parties take you for granted, take your votes for granted. And it is what it is. That's why I tell people, we're not going to have some messiah get elected who overnight's going to wave his magic wand and have everything wonderful. Trump, yes, Trump did secure the border, but, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. He was the biggest proponent of legal immigration. And that's the problem. Whether it's legal or illegal to me doesn't matter, man. It's still mongrel immigration, third world. I don't care how you slice it, dice it, wrap it, package, ship it. When Trump got up there, so I went, the most people ever, it's going to be huge to come in here. But I want them to do it legally. Just the biggest cringe moment ever for me. Republicans and rhinos have this fascination, I've told you before, with the word legally. They love things that are legal. To them, that's good. That's a good thing. It's done legally. All the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. Now we can do the same thing we've been doing every year, bring in millions of mongrels for our factories and businesses, cheap labor. Screw the American patriots. Screw the American nationalists. We don't care. We've got ours. Screw you. Yep. That's how I see it. It's just like, you got New York City. You ever see that guy with the shell game? Find the P now. Now it's over here. Now it's over here. It's a shell game. We're not a serious country. America refuses to put their military on the border. Oh, they claim it's some constitutional relic. For some opinion, we can't do it. For some reason, every other country in the world can have troops, real troops, on the border, not America. We have to start what's called the Border Patrol, which is not a military unit. We thank them for the work they do every single day. To me, they're the little Dutch boy with his thumb in the dike. They do the best they can. But there's something really special about having the military do it. With guns, machine guns, tanks, armored personnel carriers, half-tracks. People see that. It's a much bigger deterrent. And see, some guy named Pablo wearing a brown Border Patrol thing and a little badge saying, you know, he's the thin blue line. So bizarre. Pockets of open borders everywhere up and down the line from Texas to San Diego. Wide open parts. No one's fixing. They're just wide open. And by the way, while I'm talking to you, Luke Air Force Base here tonight is flying sortie after sortie after sortie all over the skies of Phoenix. They are getting ready for something big. I've already heard about 100 sorties fly over my house, and it's continuing now while I speak. America and Biden know that the dollar's in trouble. They're in trouble. And they need a war to distract you, America. They need that desperately. Well, Russian congressman, if you want to call him that, Vladimir, not Putin, but Zhirinovsky, in his final speech of the Russian Duma, said that there will not be an election in 2024 in America. His words, because America will not exist. Wow, that's wild stuff. This was the same speech where he predicted to the day when the Russians would enter Ukraine. Now, I told you on my show, the Russians are going to invade Ukraine. Well, you didn't believe me. Here we are. I'll make a freaking believer out of you. One way or another. I have a talent to see the future. Now, the stupid airstrikes that we have done to hit the Houthis in Yemen have not caused them to back down either. The truth is that the United States is already at war in the Middle East. And let's just hope it doesn't take some apocalyptic turn. Nobody wants that. There are predictions of a Russian invasion of Europe. The World Economic Forum has ordered governments in Europe to completely ban all Russians from purchasing or owning any property outside of mighty Russia. Boy, those Russian oligarchs aren't going to like that. And they're going to tell Putin, screw NATO. They're weak. Let's move in while we can. Going to happen. A time of wars and rumors of more wars, famines, pestilences, and major natural disasters. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, some people who really, what I would call, aren't studious, would listen to the show and say, there's a lot of doom and gloom. I don't hear cheap catchphrases from Hollywood writers. I don't hear glitzy commercials that make me laugh and that are funny. Wow. I'm hearing things that I've never heard before. Well, that's why there is the Von Wien Show. We're not like the other shows. Never wanted to be, never will be. But you haven't heard about the communist spy balloons that Beijing has launched over Taiwanese airspace almost daily. They're getting ready, too. Well, we always hope for peace in my show. But we also know, as I tell you each week, we are a world in war. War is going to cause so much unnecessary death and destruction over much of the world over the next few years. There will be even more calls to conserve and prep because there could be a global food crisis. And that can hit us right here at home in America. By the way, we've been growing a lot of our own food. You think we are. We do grow a lot. But we're importing more and more food. So glad everyone's here tonight for our fireside chat. So glad we're all here. Everyone's in line. It's like that old Southern officer who would sit there and say, "Trust that line, soldier. Trust that line, son." Love it. Well, get ready, folks, for a great show. Interesting calls. We salute you all from the Hall Studios in the mountains of Arizona. Strength and honor.
Good time to have a white wedding.
Let's get to one of the phones, and we'll pull this up. Welcome to the Von Wien Show. State your name and where you're from. Welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight? Are you there? Hello, hello. Are you there, man? Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. You have a 330 area code. You're live on the air. We'll get back to you. All right. Well, they probably just want to listen in. Let's get to EMP and the swamps of Louisiana out there. Well, they say, you better get that gator, boy. Well, we're going to get our guns out. We're going to blow its damn head off. Louisiana swamp people style. EMP, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing? What's on your mind? Are you ready for World War III in your bunker? Is it ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Now, this Von Wehunt Show thing at times can get very theoretical on us. We can drill down into the weeds at times on this Von Wehunt Show.
Oh, yeah.
I have a very interesting theory for you. Everybody knows that everybody on both sides hates Joe Biden. So if everybody hates Joe Biden, why can't the Democrats get rid of him? And my theory goes a little bit something like this. The Biden family have been in Washington, D.C. for a very long time, 50 years or more, correct? So in that time, he's accrued a lot of information on different people on that side of the aisle to where he has enough information to blackmail people into keeping him where he is. You know, at one point, I thought what would happen was, the House would run their impeachment of Biden. He would be impeached. And they would hold a trial in the Senate. Even though it's being led by the Democrats, by Schumer, they would hold a trial in the Senate and take him out, right? I'm not so sure about that anymore because he may have enough, the Bidens may have enough stuff on Chuck Schumer that, well, you get the point, right?
I do. They all, there's so much blackmail up there on D.C. and nefarious. Most of those people in my book, EMP, are bought and paid for right now. There have been compromised. And, you know, Schumer himself called himself, I'm the big Jew. He said that during the January 6th melee.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, they're coming after me because I'm a big Senator Jew. You know, there's so many up there from let's just say, his tribe. The thing is, they are only 1-2% of the population, yet why are the majority of cabinet officers Jewish, the majority of senators Jewish? I mean, it's kind of like watching TV and blacks are only 12% of the American population. Yeah, why are they in 99.999% of all TV ads, print ads, online ads? They make you think that blacks are out there by, you know, 100, 200 more million people. They're not. But that's what they want you to think. In a multicultural hellscape. So fast forward to what you're talking about. You know, look, we're at a real crossroads in history, my good friend. And it's so bad, I laugh about it. But I also know how serious it is. And I feel like I am a Roman soldier walking around the streets of Rome, Italia. I've fought my wars. I've survived. I've got some scrapes, some scars to prove it. And I'm watching my home being ransacked by the mob. I'm seeing our leaders in Rome just give away our treasury. They're out drinking, cavorting around. Some have become complete public faggots, degenerates. And I'm going, where's our government? Where is, this isn't what I fought for. This isn't what I want. My wife finds me. Got 3 or 4 sons, a couple of daughters. You had big families back then. And they're looking at me like, Dad, where the hell do we go? And the first thing I would say is to my eldest, say, all the letters I wrote back from the scribe telling you to prepare, have you done that? Yes, Father, I have. Fantastic. You're a good son. We've got food, water, provisions. My thing is, and weapons, my thing is it gives you time, a lot more time than the mob. Think that prepping's going to, you know, be a panacea for our world, but it buys you a lot of time when things hit the fan. I myself, in my radio compound, I've got a lot of water. I don't get the Chinese communists poison the water. I've got enough water, I would say for a year now, for one full year, enough water. That buys me a lot of time. I don't have to panic. Food, not the same. At least 6 months to 10 months, you know? But, yeah, man, it's at the same time, you got Biden wanting more and more of these wars to bail him out. He's also notices history where if you're a wartime president, you normally win re-election, don't you? I got to put that out there. That's how the Democrat analysts and South cynically think.
He doesn't care about the polling because he comes from the Senate and the House, right? And strictly speaking, those people always have low polling numbers. So he doesn't care about what the polling says, that he's losing black voters and he's losing Hispanics and he's losing this and he's losing women and he's losing all these constituencies that make up the Democratic Party. He's losing according to the polling, and he doesn't care. He comes from Congress, right?
Now, he doesn't care at all about any of that because, again, last time he was told, we're going to install you. You don't need a campaign. I knew it was real fishy, very suspicious. Oh, I'm just like that. I'm watching Biden in 2020. The guy isn't even trying to campaign. He's not even trying to kiss the babies or go. He's on that damn East Coast Beltway, 90% of the time, would not budge.
And
because going to flyover country to them is beneath them. Oh, I don't want to go to Iowa and talk to pig farmers. I don't want to go to Arkansas or Texas and talk to those crazies. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what they say.
Right.
All those peasants. Sure. When you're told you're going to win, why even campaign? See?
Right, and that's fine. But the problem with that line of thought now is that he's hated even by the people in his own party. And I firmly believe they're not going to cheat for this guy. They'd cheat for anybody else, but if it's this guy, they're not going to cheat for him because they know that he's destroying their party by what he's doing. And they want to do all they can to save their dying party. It's dying anyway, but they want to forestall their dying for a little while.
You could be right. Yeah.
You know?
I flew into Vegas. I was at Caesar's Palace when they had the cheap rooms in the winter. Wink, wink. And met some of the Texas boys up in there. And I did some work up there. Met some other people. Met Jake Vegas. And sort of limited my public appearances, if you will, because I wasn't really I was just sort of like, you know, drinking and cavorting, but did I want to overdo it because of my flight? You know, you get on these flights, man. Like I was telling a buddy of mine, and you know, the gladiators up there, and I go, if you sit by 4 or 5 freaking hackers, not the internet type, but the ones that are coughing and hacking, I mean, look, man, it's controlled air, recycled crappy air. And I thought, no one's going to fly up to Vegas on a Sunday afternoon from Phoenix. Oh, boy, was I wrong. Heard they had a lot of cheap rooms. That damn Southwest plane was packed with sick people.
Wow.
And I'm going hacking, coughing. Oh, my God. And I thought, oh, we're going to get something. We're going to get a little bug. Yeah, yeah. I've got very good genes. I can fend it off. But you're going to get a little some symptoms, right? Well, flying back, 50 empty seats. Always a breeze flying back to Phoenix. It's always a bitch to get to Vegas, just to get there. I mean, every flight's packed. But my point in saying that is the guys I spoke to, who are well-to-do, one has 20 or 30,000 rounds of ammunition. Other ones, they're looking for a ranch property of 1,000 acres or more. They want to build outbuildings and barracks and, you know, get even more fortified in the future. They listened to me because I was telling them some areas to check out, very specific. Told the one guy years ago, he goes, should I invest in Lake Tahoe? I said, yes. We bought a house for $182,000. Guess what it's worth now? $700,000. I always put money in people's pockets. I don't have the money to invest, but I always know where to place it, if that makes sense. I just know. I wish I had it. I wish I had it. I know exactly where to put some things. But he bought this big cabin for Camp Lee. They sold it. You know, it was right after the big Trump election, 2016, and they bought it for $182,000. Now it's worth $700,000. Sitting on, 520 in equity? It's nice. It can crash, sure, but, you know, he didn't buy it for that. He bought it for a remote location near millions of gallons of fresh water, i.e. Lake Tahoe. And it snows up there every year, too. So if they restrict your lake access, we thought of every scenario, you got the snow belt. Every year it snows like clockwork. But just stuff like that. They're all getting ready. Their friends are getting ready. Everyone knows something is coming. They can't quite put your finger on it. What say you, sir?
You're right. I can't put my finger on it. But a couple other things before I let you go. One, you know what Trump's for? Legal immigration? Because two of his three wives are what? White European women. There you go. That's why it's for legal immigration.
Right. But let's be frank. I don't see hot Czech girls or from Prague on our border with Mexico. All the videos. See, they're all from the third world. We don't have millions of hot European chicks coming over the southern border. We don't even have like white guys from France, Denmark, Germany, Poland. It's only any white guys. You look at any video, it's all 99% Africa, Zimbabwe, Haiti, the hellhole of the world. Middle East, terrorists.
Yep.
They got the money, or somebody gave it to them, to get all the way to the Mexican border. And they're being told to come up here.
And even a lot of the people from the land of, from the kings of the East are the rising sun. You know, Korea, you know, all those places like that, Vietnam, you know, that those places like that. Even a lot of Chinese people who, by the way, may or may not be within the Chinese Communist Party, but that's, I'm not arguing about that. That's a given, you know, but as far as back on this Biden thing, I think the way these big guys are going to be looking at it, they'd rather screw Biden and put Trump in there where they can snipe at Trump some more like they did it during his first reign, you know, try to slow him down from the inside, mm-hmm. from Congress, you know, whereas they don't know what the hell Biden's going to do, you know. And if he's got all this, like I said earlier, if he's got all this material, you know, all this material that he can, you know, go after people with, then they'll say, okay, fine, we won't cheat for him. We'll let Trump win. We'll put Trump in, and then we'll start, you know, with the dossiers and all this other stuff, right? And if we have to, we'll assassinate Trump.
Yep. Well, I will say, from my point of view, I think Biden's going to be on the ticket, and I'll tell you why. They might move him. They might, but everyone says it's a fait accompli. Mm-mm. Whenever you think like that, always think the opposite, and then think the opposite again, because the conservative mm-hmm. thinker normally wins. And I can see them running this. Look, this guy to them, to you and I, he's a disaster. But to the Democrats, on some levels, he's a big success story. He's mm-hmm. provided lots of money for Democrat candidates. They have the Biden crime family, allegedly, of course. He's bringing in millions of brown and black people, changing the demographics of America forever. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats are far from a dying party. Because every year, like Lincoln says here in the chat, it's true, America gets less and less white European. And whites mm-hmm. are about the only people who will vote Republican. I mean, it really is. I mean, I never see anywhere on any newsreel, you know, lines of brown, black, Patel, Pajits from whatever hellhole they came from going, I can't wait to vote Republican. They're not all Vivek's, man. You know what I mean? Everyone thinks they're all Vivek's. Conservative Indian guy or black guy from Zim. No. That's a Republican rhino political fantasy. I live in the real effing world.
What has
not
happened?
Not going to happen.
Yeah, what has happened to all the Cubans that used to come? You know, that was a big, quote, conservative kind of block.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, Florida's really, really red right now, and there are still very much a lot of Cubans that are down there that know, that remember what it was like to come from Cuba. Right?
Right.
And throughout,
I know.
I mean, Castro's dead, but Cuban is still very much, you know, communist.
Yeah, some are like, you know, the Florida senator that but again, that's not the rule. I agree. It's the exception to the rule. We know the score. EMP, thanks a lot, man. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon, amigo. Thanks, sir. Great call there. Yeah, this is what's going on. It's the white replacement in America. It is controlled demographics. Get you out of the way so they can move in the brown and black people, take your jobs, take your neighborhoods over, kick you out, and say, here's the new America. Then they'll tell you, if you don't like it, you leave. Unbelievable. We're seeing it day in and day out. God. Well, you got to get ready, America. Bottom line, it's no longer even a conspiracy theory. It just is what it is.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhan Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhan is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhan will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhan is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhan, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
I call this promo the showdown in Texas.
It's going to be quite the showdown, boys, in Texas. Governor Abbott, I am surprised he is holding the line against the UN and that communist George Soros, the World Economic Forum, other Marxist organizations. He's holding the line out there. You boys better get ready. Because NVIDIA stock is good. But when you're attacked by the UN mongrel army, they're not going to care how many shares of NVIDIA stock you own. The only thing the enemy knows is brute force and a rifle butt in their face or them shot in the head by American patriots. We're behind every blade of grass, every rock out here in the Southwest, gentlemen. The Rocky Mountains are draped in camouflage and ready for war.
That's one of my many voicemails to some guys that I know. They love it. They love it. Well, I'm looking at the chat room here and look at some comments by Lincoln and others. And I've always said that America, we're not getting white immigrants. It was Lincoln MP, but he mentioned Melania, Trump's wife. Women like her are not trekking across Mexico to get in. We're getting the debris and trash of the world. It's exactly what they are. And if you don't like it, turn the dial. We speak truth to power on my show. There's no rocket scientists coming over here. No nice families. These guys abandoned their families. Their families, the Democrats would say, in the third world. And they ran up here. The UN's going to give them money. They want a UN proxy army ready to go. And they're all military-age men. Very few women and children, all from the worst nations on planet Earth. I told you before, does America have a population problem? No. So when Trump tells you, we need more legal immigration, shoot him down. Mr. Trump, we do not. Tell them all. Email them. Go on social media. The more they hear about that in the resistance to it, the more they're going to listen. It's an uphill battle, I know. I always said that if you had millions of hot Latin American women between the same ages, 18, say to age 40, I bet you half the men in America would say, bring them on in. I love immigration. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. Things would change on a dime. America does not need millions and millions more men from the third world. It's the last thing we need. Criminals, thugs, ghetto people. They'll shake you and rob you. Criminals galore. Ex-paramilitary from their countries. Many of these people have probably killed many people before in cold blood. We're just bringing them in. Can't bring it enough, can't find enough, can't get them here fast enough to bring them in. An agenda, folks. It's a planned, well-paid for, organized agenda. It's white genocide in America, white replacement, run by the Jews and their NGOs, And you got accomplices like the rhinos and the Democrats helping them out left and right. They have big signs on the border, Hebrew organization, this and that, bringing them in. If you bring that up, oh, how dare you? How dare you even bring that up? How dare you notice that, Von Wieland? Well, I notice everything. They'll tell you, call a spade a spade. It's amazing what they want to do to this country. They want to get it from within. So in the hinterlands of America, you better be preparing like never before. Get a drink tonight. Get a cocktail. Do what you got to do. And I guarantee you we will come back here very soon. Love that. A little bit of Berlin. We're back. A little bit of a big 1980 style. Good afternoon or good evening, Gunslinger, there in the chat room. He's here. We got Joseph Gibson here in the chat room. Lincoln, Catwoman. Let's get her over to the Gladiator from the Las Vegas Strip. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you doing tonight? What is on your mind, man?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Good.
So I know you had an interesting few days when you were here in Vegas. It kind of sucked that you weren't feeling good. But at the same time, I had an amazing experience. We talked a little bit about
it. Yeah, tell the audience about that. We talked about that there at the McCarran International Airport, man. I want to hear all about it again.
So, you know, everything amazing goes on here in Las Vegas. And Mike Lindell, Stephen K. Bannon, Charlie Kirk, they put on a summit for all of the county, Republican county chair members in the United States. They flew them all in to Planet Hollywood across from the Aria where the Republican National Convention is going on. But before it started, they had their own teaching, training, 2 days, hardcore training of how not to lose any of the counties in America so that we don't lose any state in the next election, how to stop all the cheating. And I went to go watch the War Room, Stephen K. Bannon's show on Real America's Voice TV. I was the only one there that wasn't invited and paid for the rooms by the foundation. I just showed up. And you know me, I walk in like I own the place anyways, wherever I go. I was able to sit down, walked right through the ropes, got into the taping. Stephen K. Bannon and Mike Lindell were doing the show, you know, talking about all the different trainings. And then Stephen K. Bannon asked the crowd, you know, has anybody read my book and gone through like the Birch Gold system and read the book, you know, The End of the Dollar Empire? And I was looking around. I happened to print out the book and bring it with me in the hopes that if I did meet him, I wanted him to sign it. So I held it up in the air, and I said, yeah, I read it. And he goes, geez, you brought the book. And I'm like, yeah. You know, I was on the phone with them yesterday, moved my IRA and my 401k over into the gold funds that Birch Gold operate rather than the stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And so now I'm in all the different metals and printed out the book. He said, you know, show it to everybody. And then he said, stick around. I'm going to sign that book for you afterwards. And I was able to talk to Mike Lindell during one of the breaks. Really good guy. He funded the whole thing, actually, out of his pocket. He gave the money to Turning Point Action. And I met all the county chair people, some state chair people were there. The trainings were really amazing. And then afterwards I got a picture of me and Steven together. He signed the book for me. And, then I was able to hand him, a laminated double-sided sheet of talking points that I believe should be handed to the Trump speech writing. Talk about Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. Talk about Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. And then I wrote what I believe should really happen. Because you mentioned criminals, right? Criminals are coming over the border. Well, Mark Morgan, the former head of the CBP, Customs Border Patrol, states he knows for a fact, because he still has access to the data, that those that have given themselves up at the border, not the sneak-ins, not the getaways, right, but the ones who have given themselves up, more than 90,000 confirmed criminals from other states, because most of the confirmed criminals you can't confirm because they don't even want to give themselves up. They'll just sneak over and run into the country. But 90,000. Right. And they didn't kick the 90,000 out, these Democrat Mayorkas want them to stay. So with 90,000 plus confirmed criminals from other countries, I put in those speaking points, and Stephen said, I'm passing this on. This is too good. He read it. And he said, I'm passing this on. I know exactly who to get this to. I'm glad you have your name, phone number, email. He's like, these are amazing. You're right. This should be part of almost every single speech he does from now on. And here's why. Because they're bashing Trump on, you know, the putting up the wall and stopping the immigration from just flooding over. I put together that we should now make it a felony to illegally sneak over the United States border in any illegal way whatsoever. So once you're found, that's it. Like, and if you give yourself up, it's a felony because you illegally snuck over. You didn't do it through any, like, claim of asylum. And then ban those felons, right, once you give them the felony, put them on the felony list, kick them out, and then ban them, in case they sneak into the country, from ever receiving any governmental benefits from the United States government or from any state government within the Union of the United States of America. So that should be the new law, right? It should be a felony now. Make it a felony with Congress to come in, sneak in, invade our country. Once it's a felony, you don't get any benefits. Government, federal or state, that's it. So there's no reason for them to ever come back because they can't get any benefits. They can't get health care.
Right.
They can't get a visa card. They can't get anything. Because once you stop that, the only way to stop it, make it a felony, they get the felony mark. That's it. They leave. They go to one. They go try to find another. Maybe they'll try. They'll sneak into Bulgaria or Hungary. I mean, they'll sneak into somewhere else. So that was kind of cool. And Stephen was like, "Yeah, that's amazing. That's really cool." And I had a good time watching the show and being involved. And I was actually on TV because he actually then pointed me out for the end of the Dollar Empire that I had it printed. We started going back and forth a little bit on the show, a little bit about it. And he's really
cool.
Back, but he's a patriot, man. You know, the Stephen K. Bannon doesn't have to do what he's doing, right? Mike Lindell doesn't have to do what they're doing. Like, they got way too much money. They don't need to be doing this. And, you know, I don't want anybody else calling in and saying, no, Stephen K. Bannon, Democrat, don't do that shit to other callers. Please, nobody. Don't do that. Don't bash people for having ideas and going out, meeting people to see what they're like, to see if they're a patriot. Don't bash other people's creative ideas. Come up with your own creative ideas out there, callers. Do not call in and bash, okay? Because I met the man, and I shook his hand. I shook Lindell's. I shook Bannon's hand. And
boots on the ground. You were there. Let me ask you this. Did Mike Lindell ask you to buy his pillows? I just have to know.
No. You know, like, he wasn't there to promote that. He was there because he paid for the plane tickets and the hotel and the conference areas for that to happen so they could educate the county chair people to literally, like, go gun to gun with the Democratic chairperson in your county.
Yeah.
Like, So, like, because the RNC is just a puppet show, right? They spend, you know, $700,000 in flowers, you know, $1.5 million in limousines. Like, the RNC is a total joke. She's got to be kicked out. So, you know, the comparison between the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee, just on text messaging for get out the vote, the Democratic National Committee, they spent $1.5 million on get out the vote, GOTV texting. The Republican National Committee spent $60,000 on get out the vote. So that's why they put this together, because they were like, screw the RNC. We got to train and teach and show, you know, have real trainings. This wasn't a rah-rah get-together. This was a training two-day hardcore all day, all night. And, you know, those are the kind of grassroots, right, that can help us no matter who the candidate is, no matter what the year is. Like, they need to know these tactics, you know. And then, you know, they were talking off camera like patriots. They're not phonies. These are not – they don't put on a mask when they go on to the television. Another guy I'm going to be meeting and hanging out with in early March is Wayne Allen Root. And and he's another.
Yeah, he'd be great.
He's solid. 3-day training, on the parallel economy in America, where so if you're if you have a product, if you're listening to the Von Wehunt Show and you have a product you make in America and you want to sell it without getting involved with Democratic companies, like you don't want to distribute it through Walmart, Kmart, all these, you know, woke companies, you know, you want to sell it to Patriot Resources, this is going to be a three-day event to do so. I'm creating my own organization. That's why I'm going to be kicking it off right after that convention. And it'll be, it's called Replatform America. It's going on at the Horseshoe Hotel and Casino. You can buy tickets. You can get room rates. It's going to be a three-day event, all the trainings, all the breakouts. Really cool. So if you're,
and folks, if you don't know where the Horseshoe is, it's where the old Bally's used to be, the old Bally's Hotel Casino. It's right there. Can't miss it.
Right across from Bellagio. And if you have a product or service that you want to get out to these replatformed parallel economy distributors online, they will be there to take a look at all products and services. And it's really – it's a unique gathering, another unique gathering, March 8th, 9th, and 10th, coming up here, you know, basically in about, you know, 35 days, 36 days. So, yeah, it's you know,
cool.
Vegas, man. There's a lot going on. And if you pay attention to the right things, you know, I don't
That's
go play blackjack.
That's right.
I don't play blackjack. I'll spend my money going to a three-day event like that, you know, to increase my own value to other patriots in this country, you know, because I don't shop at Walmart. I don't shop at these woke company, massive corporations that do all the diversity, equity, and inclusion crap. I mean, look what's happening to our airplane. You know, they hire all these DEI people, and they just had a report that the air traffic controllers – for DEI, let go of the test scores that were necessary to pass the classes to pass the DEI. So all the dumbasses that they hired, literally the low IQ idiots that happened to just check the box on the DEI inclusion, you know, by race or gay or whatever they needed to pass, that was their passing grade. Who they were was the passing grade.
America needs more diversity hires, man. We need our diversity, equity, and inclusion for all Americans. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, my God. That's the last thing that we need is more of that crap.
Yep. Planes are going to crash into
it. Indoctrination. It's all Marxism, sooner or later.
We have all the airplane wheels falling off, running, you know, skipping down the runways.
Literally.
Doors and panels are flying off because they're taking screws out. They're not tightening the screws in. They're just taking the screws out. This is how smart these people are. Take screws out of the fuselage. Like, wait a minute. What?
God. Freaking dumbasses. I mean, if I see more of these plane doors, Paul, I mean, I was thinking that going, I'm flying back to Phoenix. It's a one-hour flight. It's they do them every hour from Phoenix to Vegas. It's really, I just call it the Airbus, and I love to, I'm from an Air Force, so I love to be in the air. Love it. Like the Eagle, let it soar. And my favorite part is takeoff. And the lady next to me goes, oh, I'm so afraid. I go, oh, no, this is the best part, takeoff. She goes, oh, she was like clutching her pearls and purse. I go, close your window. The mine's open. And this is the best part. When they rev the engines up, baby, they go to Vulcan 5, and away you go, and you're getting about the best damn view of the strip there in Las Vegas. You'll catch it for about a minute or two, and away you go. Good times. Well, Paul, you met Bannon. You met Mike Lindell. Really good trip, man.
Yeah, so... One thing about whenever I fly and I see somebody's nervous, especially if they're next to me, I always do this. I always say, don't worry about it. We'll beat the ambulance to the scene of the accident by at least 20 to 30 minutes.
That's right.
I said something similar.
I said, I go, we're going to take off here. And then, you know, that's the most dangerous part of the flight. She went, oh, my God. I was having some fun with her. Not, I said, you have no worries, honey bunny. Commercial aviation with a good airline is the safest means of transportation. I would fly everywhere if I could. Beats driving around. It beats driving, I'm sure you would agree, behind landscapers and illegal aliens from Mexico.
Yeah.
In Vegas, they're all over the place. In Phoenix, they're all over the place. In Dallas, illegal aliens are driving no insurance and no license. Screw them. Go ahead, sir.
I tell you, for any single men out there, you want to meet beautiful women.
Yes.
I met the Republican committee women here, who is a flat-out babe, gorgeous, 11 on the Richter scale. We're just next to each other, just laughing during the show, you know, during the breaks, you know, just cracking up. And I said, you know, hey, you know, obviously I see all your pins and everything else. He goes, yeah, I'm one of the committee chairmen here. And I'm like, oh. And we exchanged phone numbers, and she said, no, let's get together lunch or coffee. And I'm like, well, hell yeah. She's like, well, you know, yeah, we can do that. And then, you know, we will talk about, you know, the local politics stuff and see if, you know, you can help out with some speech writing or whatever else, because, you know, we got candidates that need help from people like you. And I'm like, yeah, so we'll go for coffee for that, but then we'll go for lunch or dinner for the other. And she, you know, and she starts giggling and laughing. But I'll tell you, there were so many good-looking women there. You go to a Democratic committee, like, group meeting?
Hideous.
You're going to see fat dudes with purple hair.
Freaking Broomhilda.
Yeah.
Disgusting creatures of the Democrat Marxist Party. Disgusting. Hideous.
The Republicans are actually really attractive. This woman was gorgeous.
Nice.
Well, you know, they're maintained. They take care of themselves. So if you're a single guy out there and you want to meet good-looking women who are on the right side of things, right?
Right.
At least they're not liberal left wing. At least they're on the right. That's like at least a minimum, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hanging along these groups because I was impressed just with the local folks. You know, I mean, there was 192 people there, but I met a lot of the local, and just caught my eye. She kept moving closer and closer as we were, you know, sitting there. That's my suggestion, you know, for, you know, I'll bring it up on the Bachelor show, you know, on Tuesday. That's not a bad idea.
The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, first Tuesday of the month, this coming Tuesday. And then we have the Thursday show yet again. Never forget the first Tuesday. Easy to remember. We'll talk to you then, Paul. Have a great night, my friend. All right.
All right, man. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Wow, he met some power players there in the Republican Party. One thing that somebody put up here in the chat room that I would agree with, that I've noticed, I have noticed it, I notice everything. I mean, it's like a steel trap. It is true that and you'll notice this summer, and yes, be active in your party. But if you notice, why do Republican groups or conventions on TV and elsewhere, why do they start with a Jewish prayer? It's like the Jews are 95% Republican. Most are Democrat. That's number one. Number two, you'll see a lot of Israeli flags at these things. Not from both parties, but really the Republican side. I would advise them to stop doing so much of that. Israel isn't as popular as they think it is. Nobody likes this war in Gaza, and nobody likes the Israelis dumping. And by the way, they've already said, we're getting millions and millions of their Palestinians. They're going to dump on our shores. Thanks a lot, Israel, our greatest ally. Right? right? See, I cringe when I see an RNC event, and you'll see the American flag, Israeli flag, American flag, you know, all draped, as if this is the new religion in America. Well, I don't recall the founding fathers fighting for Israel. Wasn't even thought of back then. The Jews scattered all over the world. And it's not to hover over the Jews, but these are just things I notice. Saw one the other day on TV. What did I see? I saw an RNC meeting to one of those C-SPAN type channels. Just put it out there. So this is why, in my view, the RNC has lost a lot of its white male base. We notice things, and we don't like everything that we see. We'll get to the gunslinger next in Texas with a Texas border update. I promise.
On We Hunt Show, there has been quite a few characters, both on the panel and callers in. Now, here's a piece of a little Americana from back 70s way, with a character who indeed is responsible for coining the term side hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, Angel Martin from the Rockford Files and his views on life and whatever else he's into in the moment.
Jim, you're going to love this deal right here. Remember them shakes that we were doing the business with back when and all that phony land deal? Well, we got together with them after that whole thing, you know what I mean, before it closed into escrow and all that stuff, and started getting friendly with them and then put together a poker game. Got them all over to a poker game there. Served them Turkish coffee. And by the first hand, these guys were half schnockered. They doubled down. We took all their jackpots. I think this game's got a life of its own, Jim. I think we're going to have to rent a semi-truck because the suckers just keep coming. And they better, too, because in this Biden economy that we've got now, if it doesn't turn around, I'm going to have to start doing dirty movies. You know what I'm saying, Jimmy? I'll tell you what. The other day, I was over at Von Wehunt's house. We got to listen to Von Wehunt's show tonight. And I was over there talking to him, and he said, don't stand so close to my stereo system, my equipment. And I thought he was talking about playing a police song, you know, don't stand so close to me. He said, no, he just didn't want to find out that all the knobs on the stereo equipment would end up in some pawn shop somewhere, Jimmy. Can you believe this guy? It's the Von Wehunt Show. It's on the phone right now, so let's get ready to listen to it.
Love that, old Rockford Files. Let's get to the gunslinger. Time for a Texas update. Time for an update on the war down there, Texas way, son. Are you dressed in that land, soldier? Are you dressed in that land? Gunslinger, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir? Are you there? Going once, gunslinger.
Yo, it's me, the gunslinger. I'm back. Am I there?
All right, man. Make it good. Give us your best rendition of the Texas border and what's going on, man.
Well, you know, the convoy is still heading down here. It's just growing by leaps and bounds. You know, there's tens of thousands from what the videos that I've seen that I was looking at last night. So it's growing in numbers, and you know, which is good. There's no doubt about that. And of course, you know, I think it's up to 27 other states besides Texas. They're sending their state guard down here to reinforce the Texas Guard, which is good. Okay, everything is good, you know. So, you know, it's I haven't heard any shots up here. Okay, not yet anyway. It seems like they're kind of keeping their cool so far, from what the intel that I can gather. There was, I think they said before they took over that little park or whatever it was, they said there was like 3,000 people coming in there a day, and now it's zero. Stick of wall works. I think razor wire
works. Wow.
I think it does.
I think it does.
Yep. I think it does, too. And then, unfortunately, those Border Patrol agents that are cutting the razor wire, I hereby declare them as traitors to this country.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They're traitors. Okay. You don't have to obey an unconstitutional order. Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry, you don't. Okay.
Right.
But these people are going directly against the oath that they took to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, and they're cutting the razor wire. Now, if that's not a traitorous, treasonous act, tell me what is. Okay.
I know.
Now, except the ones that are not doing it. Now, I my hat goes off to them. But you know, they've been turned into glorified babysitters. Okay.
Right.
They've been turned into. That's sad. Okay. If they would do their job and let them do their job, then we wouldn't have this problem like we have right now. Okay. I was watching a video last night. There's a little bitty island out there in the Rio Grande. Okay. These people dress like soldiers from DPS, Department of Public Safety, from Border Patrol. They engage in firefights with the drug cartels that are dressed like soldiers. I mean, you can see there's a few little buildings over there. You see bullet holes in them. And, I mean, it's a war zone down there. I swear it's a war zone. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. On our shore, right there, on our border, we have a war going on. What has this country turned into, for God's sakes? Jesus Christ. Wow.
I know. While you were talking, we had a troll here in the chat room. Some weird troll guy. What a Democrat plant. Commie plant.
Oh,
typical. Yeah. Typical. You'll see it. What are you locally hearing, man? What are you hearing by your friends in the military, neighbors, the news? What are you hearing, man? Any scuttlebutt? Any intel?
The news is kind of being quiet for some reason. What do you think? Do you think they're really going to report on anything, the mainstream news? I mean, you got alternative
I mean, every now and then they'll put in some video. Like, for example, I saw one the other day on Twitter showing the Texas or the U.S. Army secretly bringing down, you know, tanks and half tracks down to Texas. They never used this rail line before. And the guy was filming because they never used this rail line for this ever. I've lived here for 30 years. And now they're using it. So stuff like that's what I'm trying to get at. You know, anything that's salacious or just some local intel. If not, then of course they're going to submerge it as best they can. You know,
they're going to hide the fact. You know that because it's going to escalate down there. There's no doubt about that. If they're sending this kind of hardware,
right?
I mean, gee whiz, what to do with a tank? I mean, really? So who's the tank going to be used against? Okay. I mean, it's not going to be used against the illegals that are coming over. I wouldn't think so. Okay. So who's the tanks going to be used on? Okay.
Right.
You know what they did in Waco? You know what they did in Waco? They had two of them some bitches down there. I seen the tracks. Okay. I seen where they tried to put that big old swimming pool. You could see the crack in it where they were ramming it with that military tank. And you could see the tracks in the ground. Okay, I seen it. I said, wow, look at that. That's where that tank was ramming it. So they were using warfare upon American people even then. You know? So what are they going to do down there? Is it going to be a face-off between the State Guard and the feds?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. It's not looking good.
Not looking good.
What do you think is going to happen? I mean, what do you think is going to happen once, you know, both parties get their forces in alignment? We want peace. to you know, to be all throughout Texas. But what do you really think is going to happen, man? What's your opinion?
Well, right now we're in a Mexican standoff.
We are.
Okay. We are. So we're Texas, because I'm a Texan, we have the law and the Constitution on our side. Because it clearly states that the states have the right to defend the border. I mean, how much simpler can you get? I mean, it's like what part of no don't you understand? It's just two letters. So this is the same thing. What part of the Constitution, which is clearly laid out, don't these idiots understand? And again, they are traitors. They are actually criminals against this country and the people that it stands for. I never thought I'd live to see the day about this shit going on like this.
Right, right.
And it's because
of
the administration poopy pants that are in there right now. That's his freaking fault. Now, I guarantee I triple guarantee you if Trump was in there, still in there, we wouldn't be seeing this. I guarantee you
I totally agree. I mean, Biden's going to provoke or bring Texas to the brink, the abyss, if you will, of a potential civil war. And at the very least, it'll be maybe some pot shots going back and forth.
Yep.
Hopefully that will not happen. We do not advocate that on my show. We do not want that to happen. We want all Texans and whatever political persuasions to be safe tonight and secure in their beds and in their property and homes. We don't want anything to happen. But I will say Biden's the provocateur here and his federal goons, they want something to happen in my book. The good people of Texas are just standing their ground. I don't think they want anything to really happen in that vein. And God forbid if it ever does. We don't want it. We don't advocate that. No. People will mishear things, and they will misconstrue things that we say.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Texans should be armed and ready. Yes, they should be prepared. That doesn't mean that we want them to go to war with the federales. No way.
No.
Go ahead, sir.
I think most of the military, the federal military, you know, the big boys, I think if that order was to come down, I'd say 90% of them would say, go fuck yourself. We're not doing
right.
that. Trying
right.
to fire up on our people. Are you crazy? You know what
right.
happened? What is that? What was that back in the 60s? Was it Penn State or some university?
Yep.
There was a guardsman during the Vietnam War. Those protesters, unarmed protesters, simple protesters, were throwing some bottles and shit at these guards people, and they opened fire on them with real bullets. Okay, and I think it killed a few of them. Since that time, this is what I've heard, the state guards can't have no ammunition in their guns. Okay, that's what I've heard. And it's because of that. So we don't want nothing like that. Okay?
No.
And we're not even protesting. We're trying to secure ourselves and our property and our safety from an invasion army.
You are?
You are
literally.
Literally. These people are, you know, and it's not just the illegals, the ones that are supposedly coming over here, okay? It's these drug cartels, fentanyl, and all this other crap that's bringing it over here with them. Man, if I was the Border Patrol down there or DPS, Department of Public Safety, and some of them patrol boats, they got machine guns on them. I'd start lighting them up. As soon as they touch their little toesies in that water, they'd get a hell of bullets. Okay, if you want to go to war with Mexico, let's go. Let's rock and roll. Okay, but I don't think they do it anyway. The Mexican side, because they don't want a war. You think they win a war with the United States? Yeah, right. Sure, come on.
Right. Yeah. Well, I would say this: if we ever go to war with Mexico again, and I don't want to. It's not what we advocate on my show. But if it ever were to happen, because of all this cartel and border chaos and violence, I'd say we should go all the way down to Mexico City again and dictate war and peace terms like we did before. And the one thing I would take at the peace negotiations is we want that entire Baja Peninsula.
Yep.
We are grabbing that beautiful Baja Peninsula all the way down. You ever see how far that goes? That's a new American state. We'll call Baja California. That's for us. That'd be kick-ass. Yep. On the water, great weather, and we're taking that as a spoils of war. War, son, war. God.
You know, it's just going to be like another the Alamo, okay?
Right.
You know, it's going to be a rebound of that. Only this time, it's not against the Mexican soldiers. It's going to be against their own damn people. That's what's stupid about it.
I know.
That is so stupid. It is not even funny. Okay, that you could even conceptualize that fucking, you know, oh, well, you know, we're going to have a war between the state soldiers, and we're going to have a war between the, you know, and the federalities and all this shit. Really? I don't think they, I mean, I know they're stupid. There's no doubt about that. The people in Greece,
right,
no doubt about that. They're stupid. But they are not that stupid. It's just like with,
right,
you know, with the Cold War, back in the Cold War, between us and Russia. Okay, there was level heads that prevailed because none of us is glowing.
Right.
Okay, even though they had nuclear airplanes, those bombers flying a patrol route from the United States over to Russia and over to Russia and back over to the United States, they had those C-130s or bombers or whatever they were. They were actually loaded with nuclear fucking bombs ready to go.
I know.
So it didn't turn into a Japan, thank God. Okay. They were flying right over Texas with these things.
They were.
Okay, so. Yeah, they were. Absolutely. So, you just don't want something like that. I mean, that would be crazy. I don't think they're idiots. They're stupid in Washington, D.C., especially Poopy Pants himself. But I don't think he'd give that kind of order. I mean, come on. I wouldn't put it past them, okay?
Right.
You know, you never trust your enemy, obviously, duh, okay? But, you know, they got to be level heads there, okay? You know, because you
right.
don't think these cops come here, they want to go home to their families too, you know? They don't want to have to shoot
each other
anymore.
Can't we all get along, America?
Kumbaya.
Can't we all get along? I love it when Rodney King stuttered and said, can't we all get along? Maybe we can. Maybe we can't. Time will tell, right? Gunslinger, thanks so much, man. Have a great night,
all
buddy.
Right.
Stay safe down there in Texas, son.
Keep up the
you
good
be
work.
Safe now. Yep.
And 1488 to our brothers and sisters. Go ahead.
You know it. You know it. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Great call by the Gunslinger. Well, we'll get Lincoln on here in a moment and some more calls. Gosh. Nixon was conjured up, and back in the day, he sounded like this.
I'm being perfectly cynical about this, Mr. President. If we can, in October 72, go around the country saying, we ended the war and the Democrats wanted to turn it over to the communists, then we are in great shape.
And other Democrats have Congress have these same sort of rules.
Frankly,
yes,
I don't
think sir.
That's fine with me. In fact, if it's got to go to the communists, it'd be better to have it happen in the first 6 months of the new term than have it go on and on and on.
Sure.
I'm being very cold-blooded about it.
I know exactly what we're up to.
But
here we are, we got to we have a whole.
But on the other hand, if Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam go down the drain in September 72, then they'll say, you went into these, you lost so many lives just to wind up where you could have been in the first year.
Come with the Nixon and Kissinger tapes, and they were talking about the communists in America. Love it.
Let us take as our goal where peace is unknown. Make it welcome. Where peace is fragile, make it strong. Where peace is temporary, make it permanent. After a period of confrontation, we are entering an era of negotiation. Let all nations know that during this administration, our lines of communication will be open. And with those who are willing to join, let us cooperate to reduce the burden of arms, to strengthen the structure of peace, to lift up the poor and the hungry. But to all those who would be tempted by weakness, let us leave no doubt that we will be as strong as we need to be for as long as we need to be.
Thank you for listening to the Nixon Now podcast. I'm Jonathan LaRoyden.
Love that. Well, let's get right to the phones here. And Lincoln in flyover country, welcome to the Von Wehen Show, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you doing tonight?
Good, man. Very, very good. Interesting show, as always. What's on your mind, buddy?
I just wanted to call and say, fuck you, Von. I'm offended. How dare you say anything pro-white on your show? I'm offended.
Oh, yeah, that guy, that weirdo guy, Mr. John Smith. Just a typical Democrat troll. He's probably just some weirdo creeper up there on the East Coast. How dare you say anything for the white race? Well, we've already copied his picture and put it in our file and banned him for the show.
You know,
so,
I would be willing to bet he's not even a Democrat. I'd be willing to bet that he's like some libertarian type, colorblind libertarian. Or he's a Jew. A Jew that votes Republican. Those would be my guesses. Like a John Kasich voter type of guy.
Right. Yeah. He probably is. He's some weirdo. His picture looks hideous. Guy looks like a real creeper, man. I mean, really, this nasty picture. Seriously, I'm going.
Yeah,
I had to block him out. Can't stand to see his face. So ugly. My own personal opinion.
Hey,
of course.
I have a question for you, man.
Yeah.
When it comes to the cuck on wheels of their Abbott, why?
Oh, Ironside.
Why is when the border thing is going on and it's hot and heavy and it's been a long time. Why is that faggot
right.
going off to India for several days to outsource Texan jobs? I mean, why? Why?
I thought the same thing. This is not the time to go to India. Do you really need to go to India when you're surrounded by the Biden forces? When it's a big Mexican standoff and you're flying to Taj Mahal? Ink some more deals. It'll probably bring in more Patels, more Pajits from India.
Zuckerberg
did. And they'll fire some more white guys in Dallas and Austin and Houston.
Going and outsourcing Texan jobs. And
yeah.
We're celebrating him
I know.
As a hero.
He's not my hero, but at least people like to say he's standing up for once to the border. But look, nothing's going to happen on that border in the sense of us reversing the tide. I mean, my take on the border has always been what we're seeing is a big production, a big show, smoke and mirrors. It looks good for the cameras, lots of photo ops. But we have already got 30, 40, 50 million illegals that are pouring in here. They're already here. They're already past Texas. And so my thing is, we've got bigger fish to fry. And what are you going to do about those people? Just going to let them stay here and suck off the welfare tit in America, get more benefits? Seems to be what they're going to do. You know, Lincoln?
Well,
and,
I hate to harp on your show all about this guy, but you know that is one thing that Trump has floated out there several times, which is you know, he just did it again the other day. What 3 days ago he did it again, which is, you know, this path to citizenship type shit, you know, like, oh, these people have been here, they're hardworking and contributing to our economy, and they've had kids and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, like, he floats off this shit about path to citizenship and amnesty and all this type of shit, and I just don't get it. I don't understand it. We're back to that legal versus illegal bullshit again. I just don't understand it, Vaughn.
I know. Well, I said it many, many times on my show. I want legal and illegal immigration to stop. We're not bringing in people from Europe. The only exception I would make, we have already brought in 50 million brown, black people, just to be blunt, that don't belong here. The ones that we could really use are the smart whites who live in Europe. Let's bring in some engineers from Europe, German, Polish, Swedish, French, Italian. Let's bring in some of those people. We don't need millions more from Zimbabwe, Bolivia, Haiti, all the hellholes of the third world. We don't need that trash. Just don't need it. What say you, sir?
No, it's like I said, you know, I'm perfectly fine. I'm perfectly fine with the all these conservatives. And if people get offended that I bash conservatives, you know, I'm going to continue doing that until conservatives get better.
Right.
You know, I agree with the original. These conservatives love them. They claim they love the founding fathers. Well, the founding fathers intended this country for immigration for white Europeans only. And I agree with those things. I'm all for immigration. If people want to come, we want people from Germany or England or Wales or Scotland or Ireland or I already said Ireland, Germany or Slovakia or freaking Russia even. I'm fine with them coming here. I have no issue with that whatsoever. We do not need more Africans, more Indians, more Asians.
That's right.
More any.
Don't need it.
This was intended to be a white country. This should be a white country. And as far as this shit goes, as far as like, oh, the military is going to have our back, it was during the Civil Rights Act, which was Republicans that pushed that, by the way, and Democrats opposed that Civil Rights Act. But it was during that time that our military forced integration at gunpoint.
I know. With bayonets. With bayonets, man. It's amazing. God. Yeah, see, that's the crux of the matter. We're not bringing in millions from Europe. They are on purpose, by design, only bringing in black and brown thugs, ghetto thugs from the third world. It's what they want. It's all they want. They don't want anybody else. And Americans, if you can't see that, you are blind and you love being blind or colorblind. But we're not colorblind on my show because we're always talking about race, creed, and culture just like the Democrats. Two can play at that game. Lincoln, what are your final thoughts to America?
My final thoughts are, well, I have a question for you real quick.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you my final thought. Did you see the article that came out about the biggest donor this past year, the biggest donor to AIPAC is the Jewish guy who owns Only Whores or OnlyFans? And also the conservative, the quote, conservative Jew, Ben Shapiro, he contributes heavily to the HIAS fund.
I did hear about that. Yes. Oh yeah.
It's amazing how that works, huh? It's you have a liberal
uh-huh.
Jew and a conservative Jew, quote conservative Jew, a Democrat Jew and a Republican Jew who are both for the browning of this country.
Sure. That's what they want. And they work together, don't they? They all work together. Whether you're a Democrat Jew or a so-called conservative Jew, it doesn't matter. They are in these groups and organizations and NGOs to infiltrate America. They're subversive. They want the third world to move over here. And for you, Mr. and Mrs. America, to move aside and make way for the new Americans. How about those apples? And only can...
Yep.
It's travesty.
And my final thoughts are, when I see all these videos every day I see these videos of white boys getting jumped and beaten by a gang of nogs. Every day I see these stories of white women being raped and beaten by these nogs. Well, if they were a little more racist, they'd be better off. Their racism would have saved them. Cause they Have a good night, brother.
Great. Good night, Lincoln. Thank you, sir. Well, America, there you have it. I've always said that in a weird way, the way they set up this a nation, we don't have natural immigration at all. This is contrived, planned, orchestrated, funded. It's a master agenda. Master blueprint. And really, in a weird way, being a racist or being what I call racially aware will save your life going forward. It'll save your life. It really will. Because they told these militants that are coming over to attack you, maim you, take what you got. Like Lincoln says, I see it every day too. Every day in the Twitter feed, so bad. Well, it's terrible. Lincoln, this one is for you. And there's this from the UK. I believe it is.
And now, even a long-distance indication from one of our British listeners from across the pond. Yvonne, I thought that the pomp and pageantry of the King's coronation would be all I would need in the coming days. When I look around at Britain and the United Kingdom today, I realize in sheer horror that we are being invaded, sir, on every front. We are being railed against hell worse than the Blitz during World War II with those nasty bloody Jerrys. But through it all, there was one hope, one beacon of light on the horizon. Like a radio lighthouse or transmitter through the London fog, it was always the Von Wiegand Show that brought us news from America, interesting analysis, and fun and entertainment for the whole British family. If he was here right now, rest assured I can say that the entire country would knight him as one of the king's men. Long live the Von Wiegand Show. Hip hip hooray. 1776 forever. From your friend across the pond, we wish you well, Ron. Good night from Buckingham Palace.
Love that. Thank you, Buckingham Palace. I really appreciate that.
Now, if anyone here thinks I'm superficial or materialistic, go get a job at fucking McDonald's, because that's where you fucking belong.
Jordan Bell, third. Jordan Bell, third.
All I have in this world is my boss and my word, and I don't break them for no one.
Who put this thing together? Me!
Yeah.
That's who! Who do I trust? Me!
Yeah. It ain't an eye on this one. Hey. Yeah. From me, Tony Montana, hey, I'm Tony Montana, hey, I'm Tony Montana, I'm Tony Montana, hey, from me, Tony Montana, hey, I'm Tony Montana, I'm Tony Montana, hey, from nothing to something, hey, I'm Tony Montana, I'm Tony Montana, hey, from me, Tony Montana, hey, I'm Tony Montana, I'm Tony Montana, hey, but I do no pouty, hey, my nose I can smell all the fishy pretenders, hey, they're hating on Loki, hey, cause I'm on the road, yeah, from
Scarface and everything else. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, we'll get, I believe, the Irish Pirate. They tell me he's in the green room. We'll bring him on here momentarily. But first, here's a short summary of the 20th century. For all the confused people out there, I now give you, America, a short history of the last century of the world. This is all you really need to know. It'll be your foundation and template going forward. So I'm an astute, no-holds-barred student of history. I do not use a filter with history. I won't candy-coat it for you. I won't say we shouldn't talk about this group or that group. We will let it all hang out. Well, here's a short summary of the 20th century. Here it goes. Jewish communists first killed the Tsar and his family in Russia. They began a campaign of murder and starvation known as the Red Terror and the Red Menace. Hitler and the Nazis rose up defiantly in opposition to the Bolsheviks of Europe and the communist Red Scare. The Allied forces and the Democrat FDR helped the Bolshevik cause, and he helped the communists defeat the Nazis, who were in that time and era the anti-globalists anti-global homo army and the party equivalent in the 1930s and 40s. The militant Jews then began an 80-year campaign of lies and propaganda to fool all white nations to believing that only they were the good guys and that only they were the chosen ones, when in fact, in the actuality, they were the evil monsters who they proclaimed were only the German leaders who spoke much about this during the war. We Americans are now living in real time, fast forward to 2024, 100 years have gone by. We Americans are now living in a real-time hellscape. What Hitler fought to prevent in Germany. Please educate yourself before spewing Jewish or cuck rhino propaganda on my show. Thank you. This has been a public service announcement from the Von Ween Show to America and the world. How about those apples? Well, that's it in a nutshell, if you really want to know. You can slice it, dice it, try to get the stain out of history, but you can't. It's in the garment. The die is cast yet again. We'll see what happens this year. It's going to be a big one. Is the Irish pirate ready to come on? Are any fun packs we want to know being made feverishly in the wee hours of the night? Is he healthy? And is he back on track? Welcome to the show, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I can answer some of those questions. I do believe that I'm fitter than I was 3 months ago when we started having discussions about my health. But I can tell you that I have not economically recovered from that. My former employer, et cetera, keeps promising me he would reinstate me and never did. So I am now looking for work elsewhere. And it'll be weird.
Right.
But that doesn't stop me from occasionally, you know, when I am home, I do stay up all night and I do definitely make stuff and I have stuff for you and I'll try to get that out in between resumes. And what the amazing thing is everything's on AI. And I don't know how to warn these people. I mean, AI is as good as the idiots that programmed it. And they have no idea when you hire a company like ADP to do your payroll and stuff like that, how terrible that program is. It makes all kinds of mistakes, always will. Same thing like if you're trying to use a standard formatting thing like ZipRecruiter or something like that. I hate to say this, but sometimes these people program stuff, they think it's all going to work the same, and something will run off the page. And the people that are trying to get on don't have the ability to tell you, can I help you with your programming? It doesn't work. Even though I know I'm trying to apply for something else, I think you need a programmer. That gets pretty funny. Well, and so let's take that personal. We got a big thing going down right now at Eagle Pass, Texas. And there are two sides even on the Patriot side here that has me totally perplexed. They're each on opposite sides of what looks like one of the biggest civil battles. I mean, it's not hot. They're not bringing guns down there except for maybe to protect themselves. But you have a border totally unprotected. One side's putting up barbed wire. One side is literally lifting it up so people can sneak in the middle of the night. They're literally somehow getting the message out to a bunch of illegal aliens. At 2 o'clock, we're going to cross the border someplace between the two checkpoints because they're waiting for you at the checkpoints. We checked. And so literally the government is helping them get across, not just turning back the laws. Now, you got a bunch of people known as God's Army that are going to go down there and try to, I don't know, protest this or something. I don't know what they're doing. But the problem is this. I know in D.C. on January 6th, people set themselves up to be a pincushion, where people could do all sorts of things to them, claiming they were doing something other than what they were doing, even though it was videotaped. We can't get access to the videotapes because that was not on our home field. Well, it's a little bit different this time because I would say the small towns in Texas and the small, you know, the ranches and stuff like that that are next to the border, that is home field advantage. And it's partially working, but the border policies are brought down by not by Biden and not by Texas, but by the cartels. So, you know, just like with 9/11, there were at least three factions fighting for control. During that time, everybody wanted to blow up the Twin Towers, but people had different reasons why. Makes it hard to pinpoint one group of individuals saying, ha-ha, it was the deep state only. That's hard to believe. The deep state always tries to use somebody else, piggybacking. Well, the same thing's going on the border. Everybody's piggybacking somebody else. And so it makes it really hard to find. Now, to the credit of God's Army, and they've got some really good leaders in that group, they have already identified feds that are on the border ready to take advantage of them. And when the time comes, they will release the video and all that other stuff. So the really cool part here is it is home field advantage. These guys know the terrain, and they're going to try to show that it's not just a bunch of illegal aliens. You've got a bunch of people who are trying to make them do something that even if the illegal aliens knew what they were getting into, they wouldn't do it. I mean, most of the illegal aliens that we've actually seen on interviews in the past have said, if they'd have told me that it was going to be like this, I wouldn't have crossed the border, for example, into Turkey or into France. They do say that. They were told something else. And that's the part that I've always wanted to do, is to record or get a hold of the pamphlets and show people. Now, nowadays, most of the pamphlets are in Chinese, the ones that actually show stuff. But when it comes time to mention, for example, the American Bar Association, who's giving money, right? I mean, you got all these all these stock monies. And the hard part is if you got an LLC, they can do political things and they don't have to record it. They don't have to say who they gave their money to. So, for example, you're on the left wing, you want to feed money to the right wing.
Yeah.
If you're on the left wing and you want to feed money to the right wing, you use an LLC to do it. That way nobody sees that you did that. That way you can feed Nikki Haley enough. And it's still not going to work. I mean, you're still pouring it down the toilet. But, you know, too bad, so sad. But all this stuff is going on the border, all at the same time. And everybody thinks they've got it sussed. Everybody thinks they're winning. And me, I'm on the side that says, I don't think you should be going down there right now because all the players are
I agree.
This is going crazy. But Alex Jones is going to go down there. Right? Chase Geiser is already down there from InfoWars. And I will admit, the stuff he's sending back on video is incredible. Just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this could escalate into something you don't want to know. I mean, too many players with too much money down there that are trying to make a statement. And I don't know what the statement could possibly be. I mean, I like victory where it's Sun Tzu kind of thing, where the other guy just doesn't show up because he knows he's going to get his butt kicked. I don't see anybody doing that here. I see everybody
escalating. I told people a long time ago, Mr. Plyer, I said the American people are now ready for the or else part. When Biden said, you better back down for the border or else. Well, they want to see they want to see this or else part now. They're tired of all the conjecture and all the talk. And people want to see something happen. I mean, they really, really do. They're tired of their state being invaded. They're tired of America being invaded. No. And they're fed up with it. They're frustrated.
I'm the opposite.
They're ready.
I'm all for peace. And I wish there was a place that I could go where I could inform, train, teach all my neighbors. and we would be a happy little community because I could set it up to be impervious to what's coming to the best of my ability. I mean, that would be the best scenario where we didn't all have to fight something together, that we could just say, look, over on the other side of that mountain, you're going to see boom, boom. On this side, coming over because they know better. And that would be, if we had a place to escape to. And instead, what am I seeing? For example, people who used to be in the Army that saw what was coming, joined the CIA maybe, and now they're running to other countries. Now, if you're looking for asylum, I hate to say it, but the United States is not one of the places to go. They turn their back on everybody.
Right.
So, you know, Edward Snowden, the guy that I saw today, I mean, where are they going? Russia, China. And it's not like they're great countries. They're not.
Right.
But they don't want to be in a place where they – I mean, they're being – for example, you're being stalked by the USA CIA. Okay? You're being stalked. Where are you going to go? You certainly can't go to Mexico, right? You can't go to Canada. So you have to go someplace ridiculously one-sided, and that's the whole point of it. At least everybody, for example, you want to find the biggest racists in the world? China, okay? Those are your racists.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody else could be more racist than China, and they're really serious about it. If you don't look like them, you don't act like them, you're going to get singled out. And
right.
There are a lot of other countries like that, and we laugh at them and say that they are third world or behind or whatever, but they're impervious to what happens here. They're impervious to what happens in Europe. And
right.
By not making a happy place for us, we're allowing that to flourish. And that's
we are.
Because they can't do it. And they can't, you know, they can defend their border, but they got to do it with – and oh, this is the other important thing about that. If you're in Russia and you have these 20-year-old tanks and you got something that makes 20-year-old tanks – at least when they're done with the manufacturing of those tanks 20 years ago, then they convert it to, I know, washing machines or something, right? But they leave in the infrastructure to make the tanks again, even if they're outdated, obsoleted, whatever, because at least, you know, maybe three or four lines back, they can have these 20-year-old tanks come back and serve. We don't do that. Everything we make, I mean, even if it's one missile, it's if we get done making it, maybe it'll get used for war, maybe it won't, but how much can I get for it? And that totally blows the whole idea of fighting for your mother nation. It blows the idea of being patriotic when all you're going to do is sell it to the highest bidder, and the highest bidder is going to be determined by a bunch of bankers. And so, no, I don't get it at all. And that's what's that's been going on in the United States since prior to World War II. And that's why we don't have any infrastructure anymore, and we can't recreate it in the military environment. We just can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have it. If you're still thinking America is superior, you are living at least in the 1990s and probably earlier than that, which in and of itself wouldn't be bad, but welcome to 2024. You can't sustain a war for 3 weeks now. United States.
2024.
Yeah, NATO.
We're on the brink of a lot of things, Pirate. We're on the brink.
Yeah. So who are you going to back? Because you can't be backing necessarily God's army. I don't know what they're going to do down there if they, quote, unquote, win. And I don't know what the left is going to do if they win. It doesn't make any sense either. They're not capable of winning much. They don't fight very well. So what exactly is the border going to do? For example, let's call it a success for the Patriots. What would that look like in the border? You got me there. I have no idea. With the weirdos that are down there and the people that are literally looking to counter something that they don't even know what it is they're trying to fight, I'm just at a loss. The intelligence officer that I am would stay away from something where there is not a clear-cut avenue to a clear-cut victory. I just don't get it.
Right.
There's nothing to make me fight this. Nothing. And so I like what I like. And you know, Von Weehunt, you know, half the time we're together, we don't talk about war. You know, a little bit of economics and a whole lot of, you know, music and things that are cool and how to get stuff from stuff. And yeah, there's none of that down here. There's nothing to win. There's absolutely nothing to win. And people are still jabbering about it and
trying to say, yeah, we really need to stop people like Nikki Haley.
It's like, well, what's she done to you lately other than take somebody else's money?
And that's her fake name. It's really Nimarata Ramaswamy. Her name isn't Nikki Haley, as you well know.
No, I like what he did.
She is
Nikki Haley in public. I mean, he really embarrassed
her.
When
Vivek in her argued, I love that. But people
need
to know that Nikki Haley is a fake name. Her real name is Nimarata, her first name.
Yes.
Ramaswamy Ding Dong, you know?
Yeah, she's
pretty much.
She's a war ragdoll in high heels, and Ramaswamy called her out for it. He did, and now
he
set himself up. Now, I don't even know where Ramaswamy's at as far as, but I think Trump should give him a job so we can find out.
Yeah, I hope he said cabinet,
to do what he did for
not
the
VP.
Punch.
Cabinet, transport, put him where Buttigieg is now, transportation secretary. He'd be a good guy to be looking at our transportation. It takes lots of energy. He's a smart guy. He'll do well there.
Well, Ramaswamy actually tried to tell the American public that before he started getting into the politics side of things, he made a company called Thrive, which actually tried to rival BlackRock. There's the first guy I've even heard saying that they were willing to fight BlackRock. And so I want to give him credit. I don't know how successful he was. He got out of it before it reached $1 billion, right before then. And I don't know if that was going to be profitable for him. I don't – that type of thing. But I do know anybody that says, I'm gonna do something that makes BlackRock look stupid, at least I got to say, good job trying. I mean, I want to hear more stuff like that. Yeah, because not enough people stand up to – I mean, most of the time I hear the same people that get on social media and complain – same people that get on, like, local conservative radio and complain, then turn around and order their dinner from Amazon. I mean, they are fake. They are fake as far as I can slam it. And so, yeah, what did you actually do to create an alternative for somebody? How many win-wins have you spewed out this week to the American populist nation, to patriots, to Christians? How many win-wins have you been spewing? And how many of your ideas would work whether you're a Christian or not? Or a patriot or not. I mean, that's what made America great before, is that when people like you and I traded, both sides won. Haven't seen deals like that in a long time, and I'm in the job market now, and it's the same thing. Nobody's offering anything that looks good. Seriously.
I agree.
It looks like you're going to do something that does not create a good situation and get some money for it. It makes you feel like a cheap suit. It really does.
Right.
So I'm going to try my best to try and land in a good situation or to be able to create a good situation when the situation doesn't look good. Even the way I leave should make me, you know, should make others look good. And that's what I'm trying to. Anyway, so long story short, yeah, I got a lot of ideas because I've been able to sit back and realize I'm pretty powerless to make the really good win-win situations happen because of my economic situation. But that doesn't mean that I don't have a lot more ideas behind that. The worse life gets, the more I say, how come we can't do something smart? Because it shouldn't be
like this for me.
Yeah, it should not be like
that's right.
Be like I was way ahead of the game when you first met me.
Yes, sir. Are there any fun facts coming here in a month or so?
Yeah, I have made some things. And I will throw them at you. Yep.
Yes.
I'm not always home, of course. Yep. When I'm minimizing, I'm not always home. But my computer and I are still good friends. So out of all the things that are broken in my household, the computer is not one of them. So we'll
do
that.
God.
Yeah.
Thank God
I mean,
for that. Well, you have a great night, sir. Great talking to you and catching up. Feel better. And I know you will.
And I'm telling you, you and I, when we've known each other so long now, you know darn well they can't keep me down. They cannot. I mean,
I know that about you. That's right.
Yeah. And I'm going to have something to say when I get the chance. Yeah. So, final thing I'm going to tell you. You know how old I am. Let's put it that way. Matter of fact, one of the questions that I was asked, are you under 40? Answer,
no.
Okay.
Right.
This is hilarious. So what are they asking me to do? When I tell somebody I graduated from high school, you know, a possible employer, they're telling me I need to see a high school diploma certificate. I went to a dealer's school in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, I went to a dealer's school in 1993. And I'm telling you, the guy that actually owns the company is very dead, and he's not teaching anybody anymore. And he was really good. He did it for over 30 years when I knew him, but he just didn't get a chance to do it for 90. And it's kind of funny. But they're asking me for these silly documents. Hey, I got an idea. I'll give you a hint. One of them, I went to a local casino, and I said, look, I can deal craps, okay? I did that for years. And they're going like, so, like, what school did you go to? I got hired on for years after the school. What counts more? And these people don't get it. They're locked into their HR ideas. They don't get
That's
it.
Right.
And I'm freaking out. I go like, I'm just going to walk down there in salt and peppers, I think. And I'm just going
to
say,
we want
all
to
right,
see your
I'm ready
diploma
for, my practical.
For craps. We want to see your diploma for craps, Mr. Pirate. And
yeah,
how did you score in craps 101 and craps 102?
Give me the stick and I'll teach you then. I think that's how this is going to go down.
It's called the School of Hard Knocks, dumbass. Exactly. Tell them that.
Oh, my God.
I have never seen. That's crazy.
I am not a human resource. You are not a human resource. America is not a human resource. Good night on that one.
Yes, love that. Good night, Mr. Pirate. Great, great call. Wow. Good stuff. You are an individual. You are the future. You are a revolution. That's what I say. And we are the deplorables. Proud of it. We are the Black Sheep Squadron.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
Great stuff. Well, I hope this is the year the globalists, our enemies, make their rumored big move against America and the Patriots. What they don't know can kill them. The white European man prays for war every day. Little do they know, and he relentlessly prepares for it. Because only in brutal war, be truly unleashed, they dash the night to conquer his enemies and to reclaim sovereignty over all his ancestral lands. Carpe diem. We shall seize the day when it comes, my friend. Look, the situation there in Texas is very dire, very serious. We hope that cooler heads prevail, that there be peace in the valley. But by God, we need that border under control and lockdown. It's got to get done sooner or later. Better late than never, I always say. But be careful down there in Texas. I do not recommend any of my listeners to drive down to the Texas-Mexico border area. So I told you, do not go to the January 6th thing in Washington, D.C. Both are under hostile territory. Do not go. Do not travel there. It could be a hot spot in a week or two, God forbid. Hope that everyone gets home safely in Texas. We hope that Abbott and Biden can work things out for the benefit of all concerned. We're tired of picking up dead bodies of illegals in the Rio Grande. It benefits them as well. At the same time, America cannot absorb the entire third world. We want our Texas National Guard safe. We want the U.S. Army personnel coming in to Texas safe. We pray for peace. And that's our hope, but we also know we are a world of war. And our enemies always pray for war. Well, like the old saying, let no good deed go unpunished. Pray for peace. Pray for a good year for all. We shall talk again next week. Signing off from Valhalla Studios with the mountains of Arizona. We love you all. Thanks for being here. Have a great week. Godspeed. Be safe. And don't move with extra.